With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Amelia's Jewel is going to struggle to pick it up, although it's starting to get there now. And then came Famous Journey, the leader out in front, Bopping Blue leads by a length and a half. Now Amelia's Jewel winding up, Bopping Blue clinging on. Amelia's Jewel coming at Bopping Blue. They split the line. Bopping Blue, I think, oh, it's close. Bopping Blue, the inside, maybe has claimed a big scalp here in Amelia's Jewel. The biggest scalp.
Richie Bell. Amelia's Jewel trialling there in WA, and we can't wait to see her back at the races. And Simon Archibald Miller, the superstar, the metrosexual, he joins us on the line. G'day, Si. Welcome to Giddy
Morning,
Up.
Morning, Gareth. You well, mate?
I am well. Big John, he was with you. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. He's a social media superstar that eats for everybody. And how did he? What was he doing at the races with you?
Oh, so they Perth Racing obviously got him over here, and man, it was crazy. Like, obviously, the younger generation all gravitate to him, but like they sold 700 tickets in 2 weeks as soon as they put it on.
Yeah.
Like, to meet Big John. So there was the young brigade, you know, the 18s to about the 22s. There was 700 of them at the races, and then he was DJing afterwards like a rave party. So. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Like, yeah. I must admit, I'm on the wrong era of TikTok. So when they said Big John, I had to do a bit of research, and I was like, this bloke's famous for eating Chinese food.
Yes, yes.
I was like, what a legend.
What a legend.
So, but yeah, he's a really nice guy. So yeah, hung out with him for a little bit and took him in the mountain yard and introduced him to the jockey, and he had a bit of fun.
How was Amelia's Jewel?
Yeah, she was good. Trolled super yesterday, so... I was a bit nervous sort of going into the trial with only four in it, whether they'd just stack and rack. And we were fortunate enough that there was a fast horse in there that does rock along a bit. So it worked out perfect. She had a bunny in sight and got to, run through the line. So it was quick time, the trial. So we got what we wanted out of it, and she bounced out of it really good.
When you have a look at her preparation last time, like, that Pride of Jenny form's pretty good now when they smashed the track record at the Valley, and then it didn't go too well there in the Toorak, but there were excuses, and then she got flattened in Sydney. So how's she come through all of that mentally and physically?
Physically, she's a lot stronger than last prep again, which is probably to be expected as they get a bit older and mature. But mentally, I had no problems with her because I brought her back home, and before I sent her to the farm for a spell, I popped her into work for a week.
Yes.
You're a genius. I must admit, everybody thought I was heading towards the Winterbottom when I had her in work.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to kick her around the track for a week and just make sure, you know, her action was still good. And mentally, as you mentioned, you know, she was right. And Siobhan gave her the tick of approval, and she was just doing her little traits when she's at Ascot. So we knew she was fine, and then we just gave her a break off the back of that. So it worked out good.
Yeah. How good is she? Can you compare her then from the early part of this campaign compared to, say, we'll go back to last autumn when she won a Roma Cup and was absolutely, like, I think it's nearly her best run, I think, in that quokka when she came from the clouds.
Yeah, I think she gets better each prep. So, I mean, you've got to remember 12 months ago I was training her for a quokka. So I had her on the fresh side and kept her that way. And that's why she let rip with that turn of foot. Then when I went to Melbourne, she was first up 1,400. So I was training her different again.
Yeah.
So she's so versatile. Whatever distance you want to aim at, but you just train her accordingly and she'll go there. But she's got that. Naturally, she's been trained for the quokka again. So she's just let rip with crazy sectionals at home behind the scenes. So You know, it was evident in the trial when she stood that horse up a fair distance on straightening and gunned it down that, you know, she's back sprinting at her best. So, yeah, it'll be good. The Roma Cup, we've got 3 weeks of that, and then we've got a fortnight after that into the Quokka.
How are you feeling, mate, the last preparation with you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, it's all right. I'm just enjoying the ride. It's been good fun. And, you know, we've still got a couple more races here. We'll go out with a bang and see if we can crunch a Quokka on the way.
I reckon you might.
It's the right product to do it.
Yeah. And what's the build-up like? Yeah,
it's a massive advantage for being in your own backyard as well. So that helps as well.
What's it like, the build-up this year to the Quokka in your home state?
It's gathering momentum now. So as each week gets closer or a slot gets taken, it's getting more and more focus and media attention to it. And it'd be an interesting one, Gareth, because last year we were lucky. We had gather round on, so all eyes were on us here. But this year, it could, you know, it's the worst possible scenario. We've got the Derby on, so on that night. So what that does to the crowd remains to be seen. But it'll gain traction. Like probably the greatest thing for the race was Overpass winning. You know, to give that Eastern States flavour to it, that you can come over here and knock us over. So. You know, don't get me wrong, I wanted to win it, but for the better of the race, it was probably good that it worked out that way. And now, you know, it's a marketing dream this time in. You've got us going against each other again.
Like, I think that Perth Racing are doing a lot right when it comes to the Quokka, but James McDonald was on this show a few weeks ago, and he was, and I know this is like, James has obviously got a self-interest here. But there's a lot of, like, South Australia, I think, that might be getting James and a few of the bigger jockeys over there for their carnival because of turnover, because you want the biggest names there for the biggest races. Do you think having it on the same weekend as the all-age hurts the race from a profile point of view in a way that you do miss out on some of the superstars of the sport because it's such a big day in Sydney, Simon?
Not really, because you've still got you're trying to attack the TJ horses. So, and then if you do it after the all age, the problem with that is then it's too deep into the carnival for the Eastern States horses to then come over, do it, then get home, spell, and get ready for your spring. So, I think they've got the timing right to try and hit the TJ horses. But if you can't get too greedy and try and go the one after, because then it's too short a spin around for the Eastern States horses. So. And you know, you can't blame if South Australia's trying to lure the big jockeys across. You know, you can't blame them either, because fast horses or good jockeys put bums on seats. So, you know, it's good for the game. But the lure of 5 million might tempt a few jockeys to come over this way as well. They love money.
How's Patrick Carberry going? He obviously gets back on the girl, but he doesn't ride her, of course, for the Quokka. Damien Lane's been booked to ride her there. So he'll ride in the Roma.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll ride in the Roma. So it's funny, he had his first sit on her in a long time because Siobhan's been doing all the work behind the scenes. He just jumped on a trial day the other day and was tickle pink with the way she clicked up and then recovered post-trial. So, those two can have a little love affair for the Roma Cup, and then Frosty can come over and jump on in the Quokka.
How many phone calls have you got regarding who trains her in Sydney, Simon? Can you give us an exclusive? Like, I've heard a few little whispers around town. Just a few.
Yeah, I'm not sure, mate. I'm just concentrating on the Quokka.
You do so know. You do. Surely, has a decision been made, or you reckon they're still waiting on what's going on? I mean, will you, like...
Well, Pete and I just said to Pete, we'll chew the fat after the Quokka. So, because you still got Brisbane as well after here, because she's only had two runs.
Yeah.
Go up to Brisbane for a couple, then swing via Sydney. So,
were you training her in Brisbane, or were you hand over the keys?
Yeah, I'm not sure, mate. It's there for me to do it if I want to do it, I think. So,
yeah, because she's basically your horse as well, isn't it? And like Pete's giving you permission, but it was your decision to move her to Sydney.
Yeah, so we'll just, I'll get through the Quokka first and then we'll see, you know. Like, you know, what she goes for in Sydney remains to be seen, but if she comes out and lets rip, like I think she will in the Quokka, then you'd be mad not to have a crack at an Everest.
Yeah, they'll be lining up. Difficult for you, isn't it? Because you got a lot of mates in the game, like Johnny O'Shea and the likes, like Simon.
Yeah, I got my old boss.
Oh, mate, come on.
I've got to look after my old boss, don't I?
You do. I would have had him favourite, and then I heard Waller was like knocking on the door. So then I heard Annabelle Neesham, Joe Pride, but then I thought you can't give her to Joe Pride because he'll have six horses in the Everest then after that.
yeah, you can't look at it that way. You've got to go with what best suits.
Gay Waterhouse.
How good's your depth of trainers over there? It's insane. So
I would love if you had a press conference and you announced it like you did, and then Mitch Beer turns up, like, give Mitchy a go for Kenwood Grange. Great old mate of yours.
That's the problem, because I'm from over there. I'm friends with a lot of people, so... maybe Mitch can get a little vote for Mitch. Vote one, Mitch Beer.
Yeah, vote one, Mitch Beer. We should have a campaign, really, a social media campaign.
Don't worry, he'll get traction off this. He'll use it.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Would have liked to have met Big John.
He would have, wouldn't he? We had a competition when he used to join us. Like, we had a competition with Mitchy. So it was the question would be, and we'd pose to the listeners, is this a Hong Kong horse or a Chinese restaurant? we had a lot of fun. Do you know what? Not many people. It was difficult. There's a lot of Hong Kong horses named after Chinese restaurants in this country. What's the best Chinese restaurants in the West?
The best one shut down years ago. So I'm actually struggling to find one. I went to a new one the other day, but even the good one in Melbourne shut down as well. So, I mean, Flower Drum's still rocking along, but.
Yeah. What about, Simon, tell us, have you got a winner for us coming up? Shooting Spirit, always awesome. A lot of people are texting
in. It's a bad race, Ad.
Bad race,
It's a bad race, Ad. So Shooting Spirit should win that. And if he gets rolled, hopefully it's a stable mate, but it's not a strong race.
I've had three people text in today. Ask Simon about Kimberly Rose.
About who?
Kimberly Rose, SJ Miller's horse. So they still
Confused. Oh, going super.
It'll be
going
winning.
Super,
they tell me it'll be winning all the boys in that horse.
Well, I watched it work the other day. It'll be very hard to beat.
All right, then. What about my favourite horse, Petula? Connections are on fire at the moment, they tell me. Mr. Meadowcroft after Fremantle won.
Yeah, she's going super. So she's in Saturday.
Yep.
And then... there's two paths we can either take, but we'll get through Saturday first. She can either go a hard way or she can go a fillies and mares way. So,
all right, then.
She's a good filly. She keeps improving each prep.
Yeah, she's...
You just never know where she might end up over the in the next month.
Yeah. What about the stable mate, the good one?
Live to tell.
Yeah, what's she doing?
Oh, out of the Quokka.
Oh, no. What happened?
No, it's all right. I mean, it's not all right. Shattered, but she had a bit of a throat issue.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and did surgery on her the other day. So we'll see what happens. It's either a success or a failure when you're dealing with chondritis. So watch your space. We'll know our fate when we pop her back into work.
Get on for the winter bottom. Just take the punt that the operation will work.
Well, don't worry. You'll know. I'll know before anyone. So follow the flux if the winter bottom's on the horizon.
Simon Fremantle, they're up and about.
They were good, weren't they? Really good. Like the Fremantle of old probably would have laid down when they were four goals down in the first quarter, but they not only levelled it up, but kicked eight unanswered goals. So, they were really good. The atmosphere was electric at the football on Saturday, so it's good to have on Sunday. Sorry, it was good to have footy back. Because, even from the box, you could take in the atmosphere.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was about to say that. We've got about 25 seconds. Did Gossage or Cummings... pay your fine?
No.
No, unbelievable.
There was no love there.
All the content and free publicity you gave for that show and you copped a $500 fine, unbelievable. We would have paid it on Giddy Up. I'll give you the tip.
Oh, don't worry. Hutchie, if you're listening, you're going to sharpen the pencil.
Good on you, brother. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, mate.